Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey, yeah, where the hell you been? We got a coach's meeting.
The House of Pie, where I heard the most incredible piece of gossip. This is gonna knock your socks off. I'm sitting at the counter, eating my Bavarian cream, when in walks Zelma Combs and Marion Uphoff. Like they need more pie, right? And they start talking about Percy and Lavoma Talbot. You're not gonna believe this. Here's a real reason they split up. Remember back in 87 when Percy threw his back out pulling Emma Bear Wagon out of the frozen pond? You know, at Albert Stevens' skating birthday party. Well, Percy's been going to this fancy chiropractor up in Duluth ever since. But not really. Where he's really been going is Luckenecker's Lakeside Lodge. How do we know this? Remember in 87 when Clarice and Carl Hawking's daughter Hazel got out of hospital? Well, just last week she got a job as day manager at Luckenecker's. I mean, Clarice and Carl couldn't be happier. Imagine little Hazel with a lazy eye holding out a job. Anyway, she's standing behind the desk, and who walks in but Percy Talbot and Eudora Pine. Mrs. Melvin Pine of Pine's Heating and Air. Apparently, every Wednesday afternoon, Eudora's been teaching Percy a little bit about heating and air. Well, Hazel tells her mother. Her mother blabs it to Alice Moser, who just happens to be Lavoma's best friend. So naturally, she calls Lavoma. Oh, yeah. Last Wednesday afternoon, Percy comes home from his chiropractor. And Lavoma hits him over the head with a field hockey stick and boots him out the door. That's why I'm a little late this morning.
Who the hell cares?
Certainly cares. This is big news, Hayden. This is rocking the whole town.
Luther, the only person that gives a flying cow cookie about the Talbots and the beer wagons and the Luckenecker's and the little soap operas, you. Nobody else in the whole wide world gives a damn.
So again, Lavoma Talbot is best friends with Alice Moose.
Wonderful news. You found a hair donor?
Hayden, your jokes mean nothing. I am secure and confident in my appearance. The fact that I am follically impaired doesn't bother me in the least. I just got a call from the St. Paul Small Business Society.
Who?
The SPSBS. And guess what? They want to honor you as this year's SPSBS Father of the Year.
Me? What's the catch, Hi?
There's no catch. They celebrate fatherhood. And you, sir, are a beacon of exemplary devotion to your family.
Come on, Howard. I have one daughter. I barely saw her until she was 18. And since then, she's been married, divorced, and has no idea what to do with her life. What the hell qualifies me as Father of the Year?
You're a celebrity, man. The chairman of the SPSBS, Jack Lyons of Lyons Air Freight, is a huge Screaming Eagles fan. And he is thinking about donating one of his planes to this athletic department.
You're kidding.
And he'll put in seats.
What? Do you know what it means to a team to have a plane? Just think of the prestige. It would be in the same league with Oklahoma and Notre Dame.
So you'll do it?
Well, of course I'll do it.
Great! It's Saturday night and it's formal. Tell Kelly they'll expect her to give a speech about why you're such a great father. Doesn't have to be long.
Christine! I can't get these stupid studs in.
Relax.
How can I relax? This Father of the Year thing's a big night for me. I might be getting a plane.
Then I will hurry.
Oh. Where's Kelly? We're supposed to go over her speech.
Oh, I know she was auditioning for that play this afternoon. Maybe it's going late.
Oh, geez.
Hey, maybe that's good. Maybe it means she got the part.
Oh, God, wouldn't that be great? You know, she gets when she doesn't. Hey, there's my little Meryl Streep. So how'd it go?
Fabulous. Can't you tell?
I thought I heard someone come in.
Me, stinking rotten loser.
You didn't get the part?
No, I didn't get the part. Oh, I did, however, receive a generous offer to paint scenery. That was a real ego boost.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry too, honey. But you're gonna be okay, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I'll be fine.
Good, I'll get my shoes.
Kelly, I know you're upset, but there'll be other parts. You'll get the next one.
No, there is no next one, Christine. See, I am a senior. This was the last big production. I mean, I don't get the little ones. I don't get the big ones. Let's face it, I'll never be an actress. I'm just no good.
You know, Kelly, I have to admit, I don't know anything about acting, but I gotta tell you, I think you are terrific. You know who probably has some great insight on all of this? Christine. And here she comes. Just gonna get my shoes.
Oh, Kelly. The thing you have to remember when you're going through something like this is that you have to believe in yourself. Your strength comes from the inside. Well, believe me, I know what it feels like to be rejected. I mean, last year when my show was canceled, I was devastated. And then I thought Channel 6 was going to take me back. That didn't happen. They didn't want me. Since then, I've gone on lots of auditions for other news jobs, and all I do is just continue to sit and wait by the phone. You know, through it all, you just have to maintain a sense of self-confidence and inner strength.
Is it all fixed?
I just have to go wash my face.
Why is she washing? What happened?
I am so lost.
You're lost.
I always thought of myself as an actress, but obviously I'm not. So if I'm not, then what am I? Who am I? Why am I even on this planet?
Sweetheart, I cannot answer all of those. But I know why you're on this planet tonight. It's to give a speech for your dear old dad.
No, I was so good today. It's just not fair.
Well, of course it's not fair, Kelly. That's why they call it life. I know you have your heart set on this acting thing. But it just kills me to see you disappointed over and over and over and over and over and over again. I don't know. You know, maybe it's time to start thinking about a new direction.
You're suggesting I give up my life's dream?
Well, that's beginning to sound like all it is, Kelly, is a dream.
But you're the one who always said go after your dreams.
And you did, honey. You went after it with a vengeance. You beat the hell out of that dream.
I can't believe you are telling me to give up the theater.
What exactly would you be giving up?
What good is life without dreams?
I'm just being realistic.
What do you want me to do, Dad? Be a doctor? A lawyer? Would that be realistic?
Well, sweetheart, not with your grades. See, I was thinking maybe sales, see? Teaching! Accounting!
No! I heard screaming.
It was a dream dying! Oh, I am no longer an actress, Christine. I am an accountant. Isn't that wonderful?
An accountant?
Oh, she's not an accountant. She's overreacting.
Oh, how could I be overreacting? That would mean I could react, which would mean I could act, and I can't act, so how could I overreact?
Come on, calm down. I'm just trying to help. I'm sorry. Where are you going?
Wherever accountants go at night.
Well, what about the dinner? What about the speech?
Here. You don't want me. You need someone that can get up there and talk about what a wonderful father you are. You need an actress.
Kelly! Oh, well, this is just great.
No, I'm a parent. I won't harm you.
You're Billy's dad, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen her?
Not since this afternoon. We were both at an audition. Is something wrong?
Well, yeah, we had this big fight and she stormed off and I don't know where she is.
I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, well, if she comes back and you see her, just tell her I was here.
Sure.
Excuse me, did you say you were at an audition this afternoon?
Yes.
Are you by any chance an actress?
Well, I'm studying to be.
Huh? How'd you like to do a little acting tonight?
Excuse me?
Where have you been? Where have you been?
We're held up, Howard.
Well, Jack Lyons is busting to meet you and Kelly. Where's Kelly?
Kelly's not here. We had a fight.
My God, you are Father of the Year. What the hell happened?
Calm down, Howard. Everything's going to be fine.
Yes, Howard, don't worry. Hayden has outdone himself in what will go down in history as the sickest, most twisted, most demented scheme ever launched. Hayden has found a way out.
Hired an actress to play Kelly. Is she any good?
Great. I'll be right back with Jack.
So, am I the only person who thinks this daughter-for-hire thing is a bit strange?
I was in a gym. There's nothing strange about it.
Oh, I missed you, Daddy.
Just go with it.
What about my speech?
Oh, yeah. Brought it. Jeez, I was hoping we'd have time to go over it. But now listen, in a couple of minutes, there are going to be two guys coming over here. One of them is Howard Burley, our athletic director. You've met him 100 times.
Got it. Howard Burley.
Uh-huh. And the other guy is Jack Lyons. He's the guy that might give a plane to my football team.
Got it. Which one is Jack?
I never met Jack, but Howard's bald.
There they are.
Hello, Howard. So nice to see you again.
No, 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 no. This is Howard, honey. I think you put your contacts in backwards again.
Hi, Kelly.
Jack, this is Hayden Fox, Father of the Year.
Hayden.
And Kelly Fox, his lovely and devoted Daughter of the Year. And Christine Armstrong.
Fiance of the Year.
So, Hayden, I have a daughter of my own, and I always say, there's nothing like the bond between a father and a daughter. Hmm?
It's a love that money can't buy.
Well, I know. I love my little girl.
And I love you, Daddy.
Never too old for affection.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an exciting evening. And now it's my great pleasure to introduce a charming little lady with a terrific sense of humor, Kelly Fox.
Thank you so much. I'm not much of a public speaker, so bear with me. Hayden Fox is more than just my father. He is my inspiration, my protector, my friend.
My employer.
My fondest memories are of walking through the park with my father when I was a little girl. I can't read a prepared speech. It's gotta come from the heart.
What?
I just have to let it spill out. I have so much in here for this man. I'd like to start with a story of when Daddy saved my life. I was a little girl playing in the backyard when suddenly the day turned black as night. A tornado was approaching. All of the farmhands rushed down into the root cellar. But they'd forgotten about me and my dog, Toenail. The twister got closer and closer. I banged on the cellar door. But the wind was blowing so hard, I don't think anyone in Kansas heard me. My heart was pounding. Just then, Daddy came home from work. He saw me and ran across the field and swept me and Toenail into his arms and ran into the house. He sheltered us with his own hard body.
Oh,
and everything in it. And when it was over, he fired the people that wouldn't let me in the room cellar. So as far as I'm concerned, this man is Father of the Year, every year. I love you, Daddy.
Daddy?
Kelly.
Amanda, what's going on?
Oh, hey, Kelly, come on now. I can explain everything.
Oh, God!
Oh, Kelly, come on. Wait!
Daddy, wait!
It's over. Shut up! Kelly, come on, open up. I want to talk to you.
You're looking for your daughter. Her room is across the hall.
That were my daughter, I'd blow my brains out.
I can't believe you did that tonight.
Well, look, I'm sorry. I was stuck. I didn't think you'd show up.
Well, so you pick Amanda, the only actress in the drama department that's worse than I am?
Well, hey, you turned down the part.
What do you expect after what you said? You tore my heart out tonight.
Kelly, you were miserable. I was just trying to help.
Some father of the year.
Well, hey, if I'm so bad, then why'd you show up at the dinner?
Because I didn't want to embarrass you.
Ah, well, once that train leaves the station, there's no stopping it. Hey, look, I didn't want to embarrass you either, and I'm sorry if I did, and I'm sorry if I upset you tonight.
Do you know why I was so upset?
Because you can't act?
No. Because until tonight, I didn't know that you thought I couldn't act.
Oh, Kelly, come on. I never said you couldn't act, honey. I just know how few people make it. I was just trying to protect you from disappointment. I was wrong. I was wrong to tell you to give up your dream. Nobody has a right to do that.
But I am giving it up.
Because of me?
No. Because of me. I might as well just face up to it. Obviously have no talent.
Hey, why don't you do one of those jobs where you don't need any talent, like writing or directing?
Wanted was to be an actress.
Then you should be an actress.
You don't know how bad I am.
Oh, come on, Kelly. I've been to your little plays. I thought you were very good. I could tell you were acting.
It's over, Dad. Okay, it's just over. God, you know, in a weird way, it's kind of a relief. I don't know what I'm going to do with the rest of my life, but I just love the theater so much.
You can still go. Remember where you got that bear?
Ohio State Fair, 1974. You won it for me.
Yeah. I remember you wanted that bear so bad. I was bound and determined to throw balls until I got it. I didn't care how much money I spent or how long it took.
I remember you were still knocking down bottles even as they were dismantling the rides.
Boy, we made history that year. You know, I've heard since then in carnivals all over the country that whenever some sucker spends $100 on a bear, it's called riding a Hayden. I cherish those times. You grew up so fast, Kelly. And there isn't a day that goes by that I don't beat myself up for not spending more time with you when you were a kid.
When it comes to the capacity for love, the man you have chosen as Father of the Year is equally remarkable.
For although I only saw him sporadically when I was growing up, when we were finally reunited, I felt a rush of love so great, it erased 16 years of absence. And it's a love that continues to grow without limits or conditions.
Well, I wish I'd gone for the bigger bear.